Hello, this is a meditation with a slight difference. Ideally, this is a meditation you want to do when you already have done some practicing and you have established a little bit of a routine on how to settle down, how to place your hands and feet, sit upright or lie flat on the ground, sit on a cushion or a chair. If you haven't done that, I suggest you go to one of the other tapes. However, if you want to try this one, even if you want to ignore what I just said, join in practicing something that is called welcoming everything. It's quite radical, because what it's inviting us to do is to sit quietly, close the eyes, and just notice whatever comes into my awareness. I notice it, and then I welcome it. So if there's a thought that takes me away, a worrying thought, maybe about something that's coming up tomorrow, a meeting or an encounter or a situation that troubles me, and my mind goes there to rehearse and anticipate, I simply say, welcome. Not to the thought and the story, but to the fact that I'm noticing. I'm noticing that my mind has wandered off. And then I take it right back to the breath. The breath is happening in this moment. And we can do something like saying, breathing. And with the word breathing, we notice the incoming breath through the nostrils, the expansion of the chest and belly, and the exiting of the out-breath. And it helps sometimes to have a word or words handy to anchor our awareness. So you could say whenever you find yourself with a busy mind, oh, welcome. And the word welcome doesn't have to be said. You just greet the awareness with an attitude of welcome. And you say, breathing. And with the word breathing, notice the breath. Or you might use the words breathing in, breathing out, in and out. Eventually you can drop the word, but I frequently do, especially when my mind is very busy, I go back to a verbal handhold, a little handle on things. And I'd say, in, out, or breathing. Try that right now. Let's just sit still for one whole minute. And just notice your mind, and when you wander off, and you're no longer here and now, go back to the breath, breathing. Saying the word, breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. That was 1 minute of silence. And if during that time you manage to catch your mind jumping all over the place like a monkey, only once, and brought the awareness back to the breath, and maybe notice one half an in-breath, and there your mind went off again, then that is what you welcome. Oh, I noticed one in-breath. Oh, I noticed my mind is very busy tonight or this morning. So we welcome the awareness, not the thought itself. And we do the same with any kind of body awareness. Say I'm sitting and I'm noticing some tightness in my neck, and my mind goes there and I'm trying to figure out, how come I'm so tight in the neck? Maybe I should move my head this way or that way, etc. You know what I'm saying. Discomfort even something as little as an itch, takes our awareness away from this moment. And of course, it gets worse when there's real pain, because each discomfort has a story attached to it. Each one engages the mind, wanting to problem solve, wanting to blame, wanting to do something with it. And the moment you notice that, say in your mind, oh yeah, welcome. I'm noticing my mind is going to pain or discomfort. And next thing comes breathing. Bring the awareness back to breath. Breathing in, breathing out. It doesn't even have to be a pain. Maybe sometimes just noticing, or just to notice the way my hands are lying there, the way my one hand touches the other. My skin is getting kind of rough. Maybe I should use some hand cream, do you think? But I don't want to use hand cream that has a scent. See, there goes the mind. So even just the awareness of my body triggers thoughts. So let's practice for another minute. And just sit, pay attention to your breath as it comes and goes, nothing special. And then expand your awareness to your whole body. If there's anything in your body that draws attention, it draws your attention away from sitting and paying attention to the breath, then welcome it by saying, breathing, and leave that aside for a moment. Welcome the awareness and return the awareness to the breath coming in and coming out. Let's do that for 1 minute. Breathing, breathing in, breathing out, resting the awareness on the breath coming and going. And another minute has gone by. There's no point in judging ourselves. Oh my goodness, for the whole minute, I was dreaming about something. I was imagining something. I was fabricating, fantasizing. Well, so welcome the awareness. My goodness, what a busy mind I have. And where's my breath right now? And then go to the breath right now. Escort your awareness to the in-breath and follow it with the out-breath. Make this a very gentle activity, this escorting the mind back to the breath. There's nothing wrong with thinking. There's nothing wrong with feeling discomfort. But in meditation, we're trying to tame the busy mind. We're trying to limit the time we spent in automatic pilot, the time we spent just hanging out without any awareness of where our life is moment by moment. So welcome any awareness. Welcome everything and push away nothing. This is not easy as a concept. Why would I welcome discomfort? Why would I welcome an agitated mind? Well, the point is that we're not actually welcoming the mind or the discomfort. We're welcoming the awareness. I am awake. I am noticing. And that really is what meditation is about, is to become aware moment by moment what goes on inside of ourselves and also around us. And to do so without judging ourselves, without saying that was good and that was not so good. And if we do our judging, then we welcome. Oh, look at me, judging myself. Giving myself points for being a good guy, a bad meditator. So let's sit again together for 2 minutes and practice becoming aware of thoughts and body sensations, and then with a welcoming attitude, escort the awareness to the next breath, again and again. Breathing. Breathing in, breathing out, following the natural rhythm of your breath. Not deterred by distractions. There are 1,000 distractions. Just come back to this next breath. Oh, 2 minutes have gone by, and if you wish to turn this recording off and practice on your own, that would be a good thing to do. We'll come back to it some other time. All you have to do is sit still, pay attention to the breath, and then welcome whatever arises. And be sure to know that it's not the thing itself that you're welcoming. Not the heartache, not the stiff neck, not the chronic pain, not the sleeplessness, not the worry about the future, the anticipation of joys, occasions, worries, anxiety. All you're doing, all you're being invited to do is to welcome. Welcome life as it is. Not the way we want it, not the way it should be, but the way it is. And then free ourselves from the bondage of being trapped in those thoughts and come back to the clarity of the moment. So you could turn off here, or you can stay for a couple more minutes. I'd like to read you a poem that speaks to this. This is a poem by Rumi, the 13th century Persian poet. And here's a poem called The Guest House, translated by Coleman Barks. And if you want the words, you can Google it, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Thank you. May your life go well.